Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. It's true that this requirement to accompany the goods, yeah, seems vague and a bit difficult to fulfill with an electronic consignment note. However, to me, it seems that this wording is fairly consistent with other transport law conventions where the concept of an electronic document was added later. For example, the additional protocol to the CMR convention, which introduced the electronic consignment note, doesn't say anything about the three copies of the consignment note. It simply says that an electronic record and so on shall be deemed equivalent to the consignment note under the CMR convention. And then it's up to the parties to define what this actually means. In that case, it's clear that you cannot literally apply the CMR convention to an electronic consignment note. And to me, it seems that we have the same situation here. We have only added a few sentences on electronics, and so it's clear that for electronics there will be, the convention needs to be interpreted in a slightly different way for electronic consignment bills, as well as for electronic consignment notes, for example, because we didn't make the effort to use only medium neutral language anyway. So that would be the perfect. If we wanted to use medium neutral language, that is a terminology that fits properly with both paper and electronics, it would cost a lot of time and we would need to rewrite many articles. So I think in this case, I would stick with that traditional wording and would assume that for electronics, this requirement would simply be interpreted in practice in an appropriate manner. I mean, what it actually means, the copy will accompany the goods. It simply means that the document is available and an electronic consignment bill could be made available during the transport of the goods. So I see that, or I can understand the concerns, but to me it seems that this is the traditional way that we deal with electronics. Thank you.